The Cato Institute releases a study Friday that says there's an effort nationally to limit alcohol consumption. It cites higher taxes on alcohol, restrictive zoning for establishments that sell alcohol, advertising bans, and stringent drinking and driving laws. Policy analyst Radley Belko doesn't predict complete prohibition, but says bans on public drinking could affect entire cities in 10 years. Belko says tactics are similar to those used to successfully limit smoking and may be more effective.
People who are subject to secondhand smoke actually, you know, choose to go into the bar or restaurant where people are smoking, whereas if you're out on the road, you're sort of anyone's fair game for a drunk driver. So, I mean, I think the philosophy could easily be applied to alcohol.
Among groups Belko calls neo-prohibitionists is Mothers Against Drunk Driving. That's a charge strongly denied by the executive director of MAD, Carrie Kennard.
We do not at all support prohibition. We have no problem with responsible adults of legal drinking age consuming alcohol. We just do not want these responsible adults to get behind the wheel of a car.
A spokesperson for the Tavern League of Wisconsin isn't so sure. Scott Stenger says MAD is mostly interested in passing more restrictions on responsible drinkers. He agrees with Cato's new research. Cato identifies itself as a nonpartisan foundation dedicated to broadening public debate consistent with traditional principles of individual liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.